Thank you so much. It's a schuss to be asked. It's a schuss to talk to such an unbelievable chavra. People taking time out of your day. I'm sure you could be studying or whatever else you would be doing. Studying, learning, studying, doing homework, labs, whatever it is to come. Tell you a little piece of my life. To quote what Rav Freifeld would say, that to tell you about the colors that I dream in. Right? He had such a way with words, Rabbi Freifeld. To tell it about myself, I'm Reuven Boschnek, WJLIC, Brooklyn College. I grew up as Evan Boschnek, a public school kid out in Long Island, Oceanside, New York, and NC Swire. Ultimately, through my adventures in NCSY, your sister Alana was around at the time also, I believe. My adventures in NCSY led me to going from public school to coming to right over here on Amsterdam Avenue, 181, and come to YU. And at the same time, over my studies, I felt like I needed to come and also give back to an organization that I loved so much. I became involved with NCSY. NCSY in the 90s was very much populated by a lot of the chevra from Far Rockaway. There's a Long Island NCSY populated by people from Far Rockaway. A Freifeld that just passed away a year and a half ago when I started coming to Far Rockaway 2 years ago. And while learning at YU, I was also around in Far Rockaway. And there you still schmecked Rabbi Freifeld in every corner of the old Beis Midrash. Everybody talked about him like the Zeta who just passed away. And they were trying desperately to hold on to the bottom of his coat. Freifeld used to say, and everywhere, every house, you had the picture with the beard, the glasses, just the glasses, the beard, the smile, and the hand. It was blocking most of the, there's a hand right in the bottom, like, fourth of the picture, if you know the picture. Who this person was. And then, so Ivesel wrote this book, and I'll tell you, I read it cover to cover 5 or 6 times in one day. Cover to cover. And I didn't know why I couldn't put this book down. So I happened to be at a something or another with Rabbi Weinberger. I said, Rebbe, the book about Rabbi Freifeld. He said, yeah. I said, I've read it, that's all I can read for the last, who knows? He said, it's not such a long book. I said, I know. So what is it? He said to me, what is it? What's attracting you to this? I said, I haven't the foggiest idea. I can't put it to words. He said, it's because he was normal. He was real and he was normal. And they're going to ban this book. It's too real, it's too normal. But that's who Rav Freifeld was. He was a person who was big. He was big physically. He was big. One of the Talmidim wrote about him, my Rebbe dresses in monochrome but thinks in terms of a rainbow. Right? He dresses in black and white but his thoughts are multicolored. He stressed how you have to find yourself over and over again in Shiurim. You hear him say, and you that voice, I don't know if you've ever heard the voice on the tape, on the recordings, it's worthwhile. Get the recordings, they're out there. It's liquid gold. And this booming voice, this above all else, to thine own self be true. Like a Yerusha Shiva or an English professor. Right? Quoting Shakespeare. He's telling you. You have to find yourself. He showed us how fun was holy and holy was fun. He showed us Madregas. He permeated that space and you can still smell him around the Far Rockaway community. He's trying to give you life. Give over life. Give over life to people who it looks like the life has just gone out of. And that's how he built his community one person at a time. And you know, the chevra, the NCSY advisors, you know, my colleagues. It's what it's about. Every person you come in contact with, one person at a time, to unlock within them all of the koichas that are ne'ulim tocham, all of the power that's inside of them. Rabbi Freifeld was very, very big on this nekuda. Shmuzin, count the shmuzin that he talks about this idea and the, you know, the story in the book about the key on the wall, right? There's this key on the wall in his living room. And so what's modern art, what's this key doing on a picture in the living room? He says, I sit here all day and people come and we drink a cup of coffee and I look at the key and I remember there is a key to each yid to open their heart. There's a key to open everybody up. There's a key, we just have to find it. We just have to find it to unlock it. To unlock us. One person believing in you can change you entirely. He was such a person. He was big, and he was real, and he was normal. He was trying to tell you that your Yiddishkeit doesn't have to be weird. It can be normal. There are recordings where he says he's sitting there, and he sits with a bunch of public school kids. There's a big Rosh Hashiva. The big Rosh Yeshiva, yet his chaverim are Rosh Yeshiva Chaim Berlin, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Rav Aaron Schechter, Rav Elia Weintraub. His Rosh Yeshiva was the Rebbe of Rabbi Twersky here's brother, Hashem Yimkom Damo, in Kabbalah. Rav Elia Weintraub. These are Rabbi Freifeld's friends. And he's sitting there with a bunch of public school kids talking to them about Bob Dylan. And he said, and he had a way to connect each one of them. And I've met the kids. I've met the people in my travels. I go and I'm speaking, and I quote something from Rabbi Freifeld, and then some guy out of the bleachers comes over. How do you know Rabbi Freifeld? Were you there? I'm like, I wasn't there. He said, I was there, let me tell you. They all, like Rajuda said, they wanted to just share a little bit of that. What gave them such life? What gave them such life from Rabbi Freifeld? How he was just a source of life. Moshe Shapiro Zatzal said that most rebbes they give out shirayim of herring and fruit, but Shlomo gives that chiyus. He gives that chiyus to each person. He was a driving force in so many people's lives, and believed to give over in such an unbelievably strong way. Tell you a brief Torah. It's shayach to this week's parsha. We know that this is the parsha of Tazir Mitzara. We're only doing Tazria this week. It's like a hemshech. It goes on for a little bit. And he quotes the famous midrash at the beginning of next week's parsha. But I won't see you next week. So consider it a matana from me. You'll hold on to this one. Tell it to everybody. This is a great mahalach. Right? Zos Torah Semitzorah. This is the Torah of the Mitzorah. Midrash says, what is this talking about? There was a Rachel. Hahu Rachel. There was a salesman. He was going from all over the place and saying, who wants life? Who wants life? Right? Mandabai Chaya, Mandabai Samadachaya. Two different versions. Who wants life? And he accumulates a huge crowd, everyone standing around him. Who wants life? Rabbi Yannai comes over and he says, it's not for you, not for people like you. Rabbi Yannai pressures him and says, I want to know what's your samadachaya. I want to know what's your in your potion for life. So the guy takes out a tehillim in front of everybody and says, Mil Yishach Chafetz Chaim, who wants life? Nitzur l'shon from your eye. Stay away from speaking evil. Rabbi Freifeld said, takes apart this Agadat and Nashir, and he says, you think this is like some fantasy land, it's very whimsical. It's very whimsical. There's this merchant, and then they all get together and they have a good laugh. He took out a tehillim money. Everyone thought that you were selling him vitamins or something. And the answer is Lashon Hara. He says, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Agav, Rav Freifeld said, a Yiddishkeit which is made only of Lashon Hara and Tolayim is not a Yiddishkeit. If the only thing that we're afraid of is Lashon Hara and bugs, and that's the whole of your Yiddishkeit, is staying away from Lashon Hara and bugs, that's not Judaism. It's not Yiddishkeit. So what's the secret? The secret isn't just Lashon Hara. It is destructive. It is an aver. It is incisive. He said there's all those things. But the true problem is that a person is negative. And if you're so negative about everything, you're speaking bad. Mitzorah is Lashon Moitzi Ra. I find evil in everything. He said your life is not life. You want life, he said. Get away from looking evil, speaking evil, get away from finding the bad in everything. Then you'll have life. And that's part of a Freifeld secret. That within us there's good. There's so much good, there's so much potential. We only have to believe in it. We only have to believe in it. And we can take that out. And then our life will be life. Then our life will be alive. Because there's a difference between going through the motions and being biologically alive and living. Lo amus ki echye. Freifeld used to say all the time, I will not die because I will live. It seems redundant. It's not redundant. Because there's not being dead, but there's being a lebediger. There's being alive. There's being accessing all those latent kochos within you. Accessing all of it. That's one of the things that Rav Freifeld tried to tell us about. If you want, that Mishpacha wrote an article about another one of the Talmidim. He's living in Eretz Yisrael now. I'm talking about that world of Far Rockaway in the 1970s of Judah and I went to. That world, it's a world not just of, you know, not just a world of mitzvah observance, but a world of sense, a world of sights, a world of impressions and feelings, a world that was alive. He recounts on it, is my pillar of fire, my something along those lines. There are Mendel Horowitz. Google it, you'll find it there also. I think it's also on rabbifreifeld.com. Someone has that, right?
Great pictures.
Absolutely. Unbelievable pictures. And he talks about, you know, when Judah called me, and I was thinking, and I was reading over that memoir, because that Far Rockaway was the Far Rockaway that I was around it, that I grew up in, that I dreamed about. Where Freifeld came, and he gave you a big Shalom Aleichem. There's a Jew in Eish Kodesh who was another one of those public school kids. We'll end with that. And we'll begin with that, but we'll end with that. That another time, a public school kid, and he comes into Shai Yashav during Simchas Torah, which was one of the highlights of the year in Shai Yashav. Really, everything was a highlight of the year in Shai Yashav. Comes into the Beis Medrash, where Freifeld sees this public school kid and grabs him into the middle of the circle, grabs him and dances with him for a good 15-20 minutes. And Freifeld then says to him, was that good? That voice, and I still hear that voice. The Talmidim do that voice also. Was that good? Second time. And it was a little public school kid, doesn't know what to do with himself. No! And Freifeld says, you ain't seen nothing yet. Ladies and gentlemen, hush of the people, when we look at our Yiddishkeit in that way, was that good? Was that good? You ain't seen nothing yet. We say it to each other. We say it to the Yiddishter. We let the Yiddishter say it to us also. You ain't seen nothing yet. O tireh kama tov yihyeh bashana haba'a. How good, you'll see how great it's going to be. For Freifeld imbued in us this love of Yiddishkeit in every dimension, this hope in ourselves, this belief in ourselves, and the possibility of what can be. And for those of us who the book touched the nerve, touched the memory, I told Rabbi Weinberger, when I finished the book the first time, it was like 1 a.m, I said, you know what? I really wanted to get in the car and just drive straight out of Brooklyn and down to Central Avenue to where Central Avenue meets, just a little bit where it meets Mott. Not the most beautiful neighborhood in the world, where the old yeshiva building was, and just to grab onto the door for a second and pound on it and cry. He said, let me back in there. He said, Reuven, you know it moved, right? I said, yes, Rabbi, I know it moved. But that's where it happened. And that's where Shari Yashav happened for me when I was a bachar, looking for the ghost of Rav Shlomo, looking for the ghost of Freifeld, collecting whatever I can, obsessively a little bit. I get like that sometimes. But in order to say, you know, to find the koyach, to say Tzunachem one more time. Was that good? We ain't seen nothing yet. Again, thank you so much for your time.